Identity. Elizabeth has lasted the test of time. Meaning oath of God, Elizabeth can be traced back to the biblical wife of Aaron. Elizabeth has been my mom's favorite name. She wanted sophistication and class. Identity. A nail is a thin, pointed piece of metal that is hammered into materials as a fastener. Nail is also an English last name for a maker of nails. Names are used every day to capture someone else's attention.
Nicoletta. Nicole. Nicholas. The People's Victory. Maze. A ram. Grandma June. Uncle Nick. Nicoletta June is my stage name.
Smith. Blacksmith. Megan. The English spelling of the Welsh nickname for Margaret, which is a Greek name meaning pearl. I asked multiple times how I got my name, and my parents have told me that I'm not named for anyone, but they both came up with a long list of names, and the other didn't like any of them.
My name Gregory means to be watchful or alert. It's the name of several saints, including three fathers of the church and 16 popes. My middle name, William, comes from the German Wilhelm, with will meaning to will or desire, and helm meaning the helmet or protection. It's the common name of the rulers of England, Prussia, and Germany.
Technically, Woldem is a made-up last name. My ancestors are Norwegian, and the story goes that when they came over to New York from Norway all those years ago, they were actually Olsens. However, the people writing down names said that there had been too many Olsens recently, and that they needed to pick a new name. So they picked something to the effect of Valdheim, which was the name of their farm back in Norway.
From the Scottish clan Crawford, meaning pass of blood, generations of history, to tom til slobodre dom, our strength will give you safety.
Okay, my name is Elizabeth Ann Elseth. Elizabeth means God is my oath. I believe it's Hebrew. I was named for the Kiss song, Beth, which came out a little while before I was born, and the album was one of my dad's favorites at the time. I was also named for my great-grandma on my dad's side.
One of the greatest challenges in my life was discovering I could be my own individual. Chip, my older brother, is brilliant, but I can communicate with people through music, worship, and dance, while he solves complex equations. I am in the process of forming my identity. The future will continue to shape me. My identity. The most emotional time for me is when God whispers my name. Identity.
In the jungle of my mind, there are many twisted vines, winding rivers, and hidden pools of depth. Earlier mindedness led me to believe that I was free, adventurous, brave, confident. I was the lion. And what of the lion? Is it his courage? Is it his courage or his strength by which he is defined? And when the wild beasts come at night, selfish, impatient, impulsive fool, the hunters lure the lion, casting piercing eyes and a fiery heart. He is trapped. Fear, doubt, uncertainty. Solemn in the cage.
Smith. Blacksmith. Megan. The English spelling of the Welsh nickname for Margaret. I do remember my friend being extremely happy one day and going around saying people's full names when she saw them, and she got very excited about it. One emotional time I heard my name used was when my friend was trying to make me feel better when I hit a low point in my life. I was very upset with myself, and my friend told me, "Get over it, Megan."
The quantity man minus woman plus man, divided by a watchful grandfather and two lists, minus the integral of a closet times the square root of acceptance, plus a rippled factorial equals. My last name, Kramer, essentially means the retail dealer or the shopkeeper or grocer. They were going to call me Keith, which is what my older sister wasn't named, but they believed it didn't fit me right. My middle name, William, came because it's a name that runs through my father's side of the family.
My entire life, I've been surrounded by multiple Rachels. Even in my elementary school, which only included 16 students, there were three other Rachels. In high school, there are also three other Rachels within my close group of friends. As a result, I became Woldum to everybody and grew up feeling much more attached to my last name than to my first name. It seems like I've never had much in common with the other Rachels I knew, and so I never considered Rachel to really be my name. I remember in elementary school, it really bothered me that there were other Rachels. When my elementary school teacher called on me to read, the other more outspoken Rachel always assumed that she meant her and would start reading before I could get a word in. This used to really bug me, and I wish that there was something more unique about my name. I like the combination of my name and my middle name, Rachel Lee, until I found out that after I was born, two of my mom's friends also liked the combination so much that they named their daughters Rachel Lee as well.
Crawford, Scottish locality, formed one of the largest baronies in Scotland and means in Gaelic, the pass of blood, and is part of the Crawford clan. Catherine, from the Greek name Ekaterina, adopted by the Romans as Catharos, meaning pure, became most known for being a Christian martyr. My parents gave me my name because my mom especially has always liked the name Catherine. Also, it is partially from the character of Kate in Taming of the Shrew.
Alseth is Norwegian in origin, and I am over half Norwegian from both sides of the family, so it's just kind of a common thing in my family. Well, I know my parents are proud of me because I'm at school and I am taking a lot of responsibility for paying my own way. I'm in the National Guard, so I work one weekend a month at the National Guard base in Minneapolis. And last summer I went to basic military training, which is boot camp, which is as horrifying as it sounds, but survivable.
Began in tap and jazz.
I danced for 3 years in high school.
Well, I started taking some ballroom lessons in the community center.
Dance has always been a driving passion in my life, and I could never separate my faith from myself. It's such an important part.
I don't know, after class I feel accomplished.
I've come to understand myself and dance as more related to movement in general and a mind-body awareness and connection rather than really specific steps with names and a certain technique and the way that you do them. My dancing experience is informed by what I do in everyday life. It's informed by what I read and by what I write and by what I feel and by my relationships with other people.